My second guest this afternoon is Sean Jammy, the Deputy CEO of CAP, and we're going to be talking about the festive season crime spike. Sean, great to have you on the Home Run this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, and hello to all your listeners.
So, Sean, every year we hear about crime spikes during the festive season, and I'm just kind of wondering what makes this period particularly vulnerable in South African suburbs?
It's interesting. Every year I'm sort of wheeled out and asked to give some tips and ask very similar questions. But every
I'm
year I
sure.
say, as we go away, you're leaving the safety of our world. And actually, the biggest risk is, funnily enough, when you leave and part of that movement. But I think like anything else, criminals are smart. Crime is a business. And we've got to understand that just like any other business, where there are opportunities, people will take advantage of these. So yeah, if we leave them more opportunities, if we leave perpetrators of crime more opportunities, I think they'll take advantage of those.
From your perspective, from CAP's perspective, are we seeing new or evolving crime trends this year as compared to previous years, or more of the same?
Yes, so there's one evolving a threat that we're keeping a very close watch on. Is we recently saw a very slight resurgence, well, one incident where a victim was followed home from the airport and robbed as they arrived home, arrived at their destination. So these are quite sophisticated crews that have got spotters in the airport environment, outside the airport, in the parking lots, etc. And then a network of trackers that will follow a victim to a destination to execute an attack. And that includes things like luggage and valuables and all of that type of thing. So that's a threat that we are keeping a close eye on. And obviously, CAP being who we are, we're looking to understand them and then work with the police to arrest and please God, neutralize them. Yeah, that's something that we think people need to be aware of. Really, as simple as call CAP just before you get to your destination, have us meet you there. If you're not in a CAP area, have the armed response company that's relevant meet you at your destination.
That's really interesting, though. You kind of linked this follow home crime to airport. Why, in my mind, was there a stronger connection to malls? Am I incorrect?
So historically, this type of crime, no, you're spot on. Historically, this type of crime has been perpetrated or has started inside small malls or shopping centers, as the case may be, coffee shops even. But once again, it's what I said earlier, where there's an opportunity, there's someone to take advantage of it. So where an airport is potentially a more lucrative target than a follow home from a shopping mall or follow home from a coffee shop is because you've got luggage and potentially valuables with you. So if you've got those, fancy suitcases or, some ostentatious looking, electronics with you, maybe the suspects are trying to spot that type of thing. So yeah, it's a similar methodology, very common in malls. Luckily, it's something that CAP's been able to pretty much shut down. And
Interesting.
it does have resurgence occasionally, but we are monitoring this airport trend quite closely.
I've got to tell you, somebody told me years ago that I was a target coming home late at night from an airport. And to this day, every time that happens, I stay within the law, says he, with his nose getting longer,
Yeah.
but I drive incredibly quickly and I change lanes a lot initially just to make sure that there's nobody behind me. I just think there's no harm in being ultra cautious on those late night dark rides back home.
I hear it. And obviously, any form of uncertainty or fear is, causes us to do things which aren't exactly rational. Because the truth is, you're probably, more at risk of a car accident than you are of, some sort of robbery.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. And then I guess the advice remains the same. Be aware at ATMs, restaurants, school closing events, wherever it is that people are going to congregate over this period and where there's cash involved.
Yeah, I think there's two more messages. Is when we go away, and that's what I was saying in the beginning of the call. You know, you are actually more vulnerable when you've gone away. So just, you know, be in groups, be aware of your surroundings. Just because you're in this beautiful holiday city doesn't necessarily mean that you're impervious to crime. So be aware when you're away, okay? And you know, in terms of looking after your possessions that are remaining at home, assuming you're going away, make sure you've taken sensible precautions. What we ask everyone to do every year, and it's one thing I'd like to reinforce, is lock up your outside electricity box. Make sure there's a really good padlock on it. Make sure that it locks. One of the trends that we see is suspects switching off power, waiting for batteries and inverters and that type of thing to run down, and then attacking homes when the alarm systems theoretically don't work. So yeah, be vigilant when you're away, take sensible precautions, and make sure that that you know the overt risks, like arriving home from the airport or your outside electricity box, are taken care of.
Sean, is it worth advising people to invest in things like time switches to turn lights on and off, to maybe switch a radio on and off to give the impression that there's somebody at a home? Or is that just unnecessary and wasteful?
Yeah, look, I mean, a lot of being safe is feeling safe, you know. So if it's something that you believe will make you feel better, if there's the semblance of some sort of activity at home, by all means. But no, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to obviate any specific threat. One of the things you can do, though, if you're going away, is make sure that there's a family member or someone you trust with keys to your home. So that if there is any, you know, hint of something wrong, and that could be, you know, a burst pipe, that could be, you know, an issue with a burglary, or anything in between, I suppose, that responsible people can access it in need. So yeah, I think short of leaving keys with someone responsible, there's no real need to go overboard with things like time switches, etc.
In your opinion, do you think that criminals are becoming more organized and more tech savvy? And I'm thinking of advice I was given by my paddle club, of all places, the other day, to actually turn your laptop in your boot off to ensure that the Bluetooth is not active, because apparently they're walking up and down with devices that can locate these items now. I hadn't heard of that. Is that something new?
Yeah, look, I suppose you learn every day, because it sounds, I haven't heard of that one. Look, you know, funnily enough, we're seeing this year, so every year since COVID, which was historical lows in terms of crime, yeah, we've seen further reductions. So this year, we're 33% down on serious violent crime, 20% down on all crime in total within CAC communities, which is a great message to give. So yes, criminals will be looking for more opportunity, because we've closed so many of the opportunities that exist. And by we, I mean us as a community, us as a group of people, together with organizations like CAP and all of the other security initiatives and security companies. We've done a good job. So I could easily believe that MO exists, okay? And switching off your laptop's not necessarily a bad idea. However, as far as I understand, if your laptop's on sleep, it's not sending out a Bluetooth signal. So, you know, once again, you know, it's often a good idea to just work on fact rather than, you know, give it a try. So take your phone out and see if you can still see your laptop's Bluetooth close the lid. You know, that's something that you can try yourself.
I guess then a final question, you've probably dealt with this during our discussion this afternoon, but if you had to give one golden rule for listeners heading to December, what would it be?
I think that the one golden rule would be to relax, recharge, rest. You know, I think maybe let me put it a better way. Prepare effectively so that you can properly relax on holiday. So put that lock on your security box. Get the little things done. Make sure someone's got your keys. Have CAP meet you when you arrive home, or if you've got visitors coming via the airport. I think a big deal for me is people feeling safer. And a big deal for me and for CAP is understanding once again that you're only truly safe if you feel safe. And you know, proper preparation is key to that. So yeah, take a bit of time, focus on your security as a greater part of your well-being. Being a Johannesburg dweller, I think it affects all of us. And yeah, please God, let's start 2026 rested and ready for an amazing year ahead.
Amen to that, Sean Jamie. That was a really valuable chat this afternoon. Thank you for your time on Chai FM this afternoon.